Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening however you listen to us. Your choice, our website, welcometomind.com, on iTunes, on Stitcher, coming soon to Google Play. Yes, Google's got to get in on that action. Thank you for following us on Pinterest and on Facebook. Send us your questions through our website and through Facebook. We will answer them right here. And proof positive this week, because we've got a great one from Scott Wagner that we're going to address. And to address it properly, got to have our social media swami, Chris Bradley, in here. Chris, welcome back. First
hey,
podcast that you're on for 2016.
Yeah, happy 2016. I'm excited to be back on the podcast again. It's been a little while, but I think we have a great topic today. And thank you, Scott, for sending your question.
Yeah, the question was based on a conversation. I know Mark Schaefer was involved in the conversation. Who else was it?
Mitch Jewell and Michael Stelzner. And I think it was on Michael's podcast that Scott was listening to. And basically what Scott was curious about is when they were talking about how nowadays, as there's more content saturation on the web, the consensus is of the group at that point was that, you know, it's difficult to stand out. So why not start posting your content to Facebook, LinkedIn, and some of the other social media accounts, and to get more eyeballs on them. So, and I've actually heard this conversation. I know Mark Schaefer, both you and I know Mark, and his podcast, The Marketing Companion, they talked about it a little bit too. And it is a very interesting conversation. It's something that a lot of people are talking about in the industry. And Scott, you know, asked us two questions regarding that, and that's kind of what we wanted to dive into today, at least looking at it from our standpoint and the way we deal with it with our clients.
Yeah, indeed. And it's, I mean, you and I working together, you on the social media side and me on the SEO side, this question's a gold mine as far as how we do things and how we, you know, how we instruct people to do things. And I'll get right to the first question, because there's two of them that he has. And the first question is, are social media sites like Facebook beginning to give lower priority to updates that post external links because they want to keep traffic on their platform?
The first question is kind of subjective. Through my experience, I don't have any evidence that the social platforms are lessening the importance of links being shared versus posting directly to the site. I've seen some articles that say they are, but I do know that Facebook, for instance, is limiting the reach that you can get on your business page. That's something we've discussed here, on here before. So I'm a big fan of using their ad platform to reach your audience and promote your content. But back to the meat of Scott's question, maybe a better question would be, do social media platforms like Facebook and LinkedIn want businesses and bloggers to think of their site as publishing platforms? And the answer is yes. That is why LinkedIn has added the publish a post feature and why Facebook has added Facebook Notes. You may not be aware of these yet, but you'll be hearing more about them this year. It should be mentioned that LinkedIn only allows you to publish posts from your personal profiles. Businesses cannot publish from their company accounts yet. Facebook Notes is only available to personal profiles, and the interface for pages hasn't been updated yet. I think they do have plans on updating that this year. Not to be outdone, actually, and some of you listening may have heard this, but Twitter's is pretty much decided that they're going to add a 10,000 character limit soon. And what that just aligns right with what we're talking about Facebook and LinkedIn are doing, so that you could actually publish a 10,000 word blog post, 10,000 character blog post to Twitter. So
wow.
These are just some of the developments that are happening.
10,000, I never could have imagined Twitter doing that.
I think what they're going to do, Mark, is there. It sounds to me like they'll, it'll still be 140 character limit on the screen or in your your actual Twitter feed, but there will be a little button that says "Read More," and if you click on that, I'm thinking then it expands the tweet so that you can read the entire 10,000 character tweet.
I don't mean to be wishy-washy with the SEO perspective of it. But, I mean, I've always been a big believer, and, I mean, I go back to when I first started getting involved in SEO, and that's going back to probably 2007 when I really first started getting my hands dirty in it. And even back then, when Facebook was not even remotely what it is now, I've always been a believer of posting your meatiest information on your website, on your blog page that's on your website, so that all that work that you do to come up with that information, you're getting the indexing that you should be getting via the search engines. That being said, there's great merit in posting to social media, and I've always been a big fan of mixing it up. I still think you should have blog posts on your site, so your site is kind of your own database, your own reference point.
Sure.
But at the same time, that doesn't need to be all that you post on social media, because I definitely see the value in putting up some social media only posts.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I think both Facebook and the search engines would look favorably on that. I think it would be safe to say, because I think it's easy to go to one extreme and say, oh, we got to stop doing this and we got to do just this. Which I think in many cases, this being one of them, would possibly be a mistake. Mm-hmm. But I think that with more people, I think that with Google AMP, for instance, making information so much easier to get on a mobile device, and then people accessing their social media on mobile devices and information, the passing of information getting quicker and quicker and quicker, I definitely see the merit of making sure that you're mixing up those posts and that you're getting more social media only posts up on your social media in addition to broadcasting your blog content, because every blog post has nuggets of information that you can spread out over time. You can accumulate nuggets of information from your own posts and share them, not necessarily linking back to the blog in those instances.
Yeah. Well, it's a great way to get ask questions to generate blog posts, like ask your audience questions about your product or your service.
Indeed.
But just going back to the conversations that are happening within the social media influencer world, like Mitch Jewell, Mark Schaefer, and Michael Stelzner, I will say that none of them are saying that you should abandon your blog. None of them are. They're just kind of saying you should reevaluate the distribution. And Mark covers this pretty heavily in his latest book. So I think the idea here is, and to help answer Scott's question, is it's not about the blog anymore. It's about there's other ways to distribute that content on these platforms. And that really leads into a second question when he asks, do you agree that marketers should begin posting a portion of their content on external social media platforms in addition to their own website, even if they have to pay for it?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. And I will say, while I believe it's important to get your content out there to as many people as possible, a lot depends on your resources. A lot depends on the quality of your content and what size of business that you have. If you are struggling with just creating content and you can't afford to hire a company that specializes in content marketing to create content for you, then this might not even be an option for you. If you're a small business that needs to get more eyeballs to the posts that you're publishing on the blog, then my suggestion would be to share the post on Facebook and then pay to boost the post. This would go with the idea of paying to play, which Scott asked about, but doesn't necessarily mean that you have to copy and paste the post to every social media platform that you're on or every social media platform that's available on the web. But all of that said, I'm a big fan of the new LinkedIn publishing feature. And if you're a B2B business, then I would highly recommend that you start taking advantage of this and publish your blog posts there as well.
It is a great feature.
It is. I mean, ask your employees to post them to their accounts too. LinkedIn actually will notify everybody that you're connected with on LinkedIn that you published a new post. If you have several hundred or even thousands of connections, that's a lot of new eyeballs on that content. Mark, I know you and I started doing this last year, and I've noticed that we've definitely gotten more eyeballs onto our content, both our blog and our podcast.
Yeah.
And LinkedIn actually allows you to read those reading the post. You can comment on it. You can give it a thumbs up. And you can even share the post with their connections. So if I'm on LinkedIn and I see Mark Boyd posted something, I can actually share that post with other people. And to take it another step, if you so desire, they will allow you to share it on other social networks like Facebook and Twitter. So I look at this as a win-win. One other thing that I wanted to touch on, the importance of having quality content. And, you know, that honestly should be your priority. And we've talked about this so many times on here, but the focus of last year has been on distribution. Which it's important. I have no doubt it is, but I don't want our listeners to lose sight of the fact that if the content is not valuable to anyone or just touching on the same subjects as everybody else is, well, then you could publish all over the web, but I'm pretty sure I could probably bet that you're not going to get much mileage from that content. I mean, if you have a kick-ass post that people want to read and you share it on social media, then they'll click on the link. I mean, that hasn't gone away. It's harder to get through all the content that is being shared on social media today. It's definitely, there's a content saturation. It's next to impossible for me to even follow all the blogs that I want to follow. I mean, I just, not enough time in the day. But overall, concentrate on the quality of the content first and foremost, then concentrate on the distribution of that content. And one other thing is, don't forget when you're doing a blog post that use a catchy image. That goes a long way. That really helps people to notice the content first and foremost on the social networks and then click through it. The headline helps, you know, entice them into coming over and reading more on the blog.
And like a good solid headline, I mean, the sensationalist headlines have been done. I mean, people still do them. And there are some people who will click on them, but for the most part anymore, the sensationalist headlines, people recognize them for what they are, and you want to come up with an engaging headline to get that click through, because, you know, this weight loss plan where I can lose 100 pounds overnight, I'm not going to click on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's I know it's a ridiculous example, but you know what I'm talking about there.
Oh, most definitely. Well, you know, we were talking about this week, Mark, like our podcast episode last week, we mentioned Lemmy in it, and that right there alone, I mean, how many B2B website development and internet marketing agencies actually created a post about Lemmy, you know, and you did, and that is in of itself is really interesting. And then Chad Rock made an awesome image to complement that. So right there, I mean, granted, some people may see that and not even know who Lemmy is, but others may see it and be like, oh, I got to check this out. So there we have a new listener on the podcast, or, you know, just by sharing and by creating some content that maybe is a little bit outside the box, but it works. It really does. And I think that's the importance, and I know Scott personally, and I'm sure that he understands this too, but the questions that he had are very good, because honestly, I know there's a lot of businesses out there that are asking the same questions, and they're wondering the same things, and to summarize, I do see an advantage in using some of these publishing platforms that the social networks are providing, but we're not big brands here. You know, we're not Nike. We're not, you know, it's a little bit different when you're a Fortune 500 brand or you're an ESPN or you're someone like that. You know, that kind of strategy is a must have.
Right.
But for a small business who's creating custom log homes and wants to talk to businesses about, you know, how their process works and stuff, sometimes, you know, just getting down to the meat and bones and creating some valuable content, that in of itself is going to help you. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, we're talking mostly about social here, but from an SEO standpoint, that's a huge part of a big business or of a small business and doing content marketing is to, you know, create that expertise for their customers and their audience, but also to increase their chances of being found on the search engines.
Well, and Chris, I got to say, you unknowingly gave a great segue into a bit of information I'm going to drop here because this was just announced this morning. And I love the fact that you've been talking about quality content because the truth of the matter is if you're consistent with crappy content, people are going to associate your brand with crappy content. But
sure.
if you're concerned about, oh, we got to get out content 7 days a week. Well, seven of crap is crap.
Yeah.
But you, it's like you're better off if you can only commit to one post a week. That ain't going to get you where you want to go very fast, but it's actually better to do that than to do it haphazardly, especially since it was announced this morning that Panda is now a part of Google's core algorithm.
Okay.
And that basically means the Panda algorithm has to do with content. Whether yep. it's thin content or whether it's good content. And all that we've been talking about here today, the fact that Google has made Panda part of the core algorithm, for one, when we talked about RankBrain back in October, this is where it's leading.
Yes.
Is so these updates will be happening in real time, which makes it all the more vital that your focus on your blog posts is on quality. And then conversely, when you're using your social media to point people to those blog posts, you're drawing attention to quality. Mm-hmm. And that has a way of benefiting you in the overall search algorithm because you wind up building trust because you're putting that care into your content. But again, I'm with you on LinkedIn. What they're doing and the capabilities you have with your posts there. The only thing I don't like about it is if you put a post up there, it's a post on LinkedIn, and you don't want to post the identical thing on your website because that would be duplicate content. But truth of the matter is, if you're really looking for information and really looking to educate, listen to me, I'm creating words now. If you're really looking to educate your clients, there's plenty of information out there where you can have your posts on your website and you can have posts on social media as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think you have to worry too much about the duplicate content thing. That's something we could look into, but I personally don't think that Google is frowning upon that because that's what social networks are for, is to, you know, to share that content. I do know, just going back to the LinkedIn thing again, I read posts on there all the time. Like, I've learned about different blogs that I never knew existed.
Oh yeah.
You know, And I have a couple local friends, professional colleagues who, you know, they're reposting their blog content on LinkedIn, and they're having a lot of success with it. So it's definitely an area where it's growing. Will there come a time where there's going to be so much content on LinkedIn that it's saturated? Sure. And probably next year at this time, we'll be talking about something else that everybody's doing. But again, one of the things about this podcast that we pride ourselves is staying ahead of the curve and being able to give our audience the best advice based on what we're doing as a company on a day-to-day basis. And again, thank you, Scott, for the awesome questions. And everybody, all the listeners out there, please don't hesitate to send us questions. You do it on Facebook. You can send us a tweet, you know, shoot us a quick email. info@minddnd.com. There's a lot of different ways to reach out to us. You can reach out to me on Twitter personally. We love the questions and keep them coming, please.
Absolutely. It was great having you back on here, Chris. Your insight, as always, is just most welcome. And then next week, we're going to examine, since when we're dealing with social media and dealing with SEO, changes over the decades, changes happen. Change is a part of what we do, and nobody knows changes or nobody knew changes better than David Bowie. And we're in doing what we did for Letterman and most recently for Lemmy. We're going to look next week at 5 points that we can take from how David Bowie managed his career and rolled with the changes. Of course, that's more REO Speedwagon right there, but I digress. So we're going to look at that next week. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. For listening to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, from the website, soon on Google Play. And as Chris said, keep your questions coming. See you next week.
Go Steelers.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort.